basically, these numbers that we're showing at the bottom is the new construction obligation. So the new construction seat obligation for CFE2 is 48 middle school seats and 103 high school seats. Here. We're going to leave new construction obligation, and we're going to talk a minute about modernization obligation. I'm trying to watch the clock and try to speed up. I want the methodology to be clear. Let's see. The first four bullets on the left, the first three bullets on the left, they basically just explain the math. So if you look over at the math, all we've done is taken the total cost of each of the school types. We've removed the non-reoccurring cost. Because if you're modernizing, you don't need to buy the land. You don't need to put in utility services. And I talked to Paul. He doesn't need service site development because this isn't what I do. And he tells me that furniture and equipment is not needed even with that one worried me, but he said no, even with modernization. We have a net cost. We divide the net cost by the design capacity. We get a net cost for students. And then there is a modernization threshold of 50%. So we've used that state-driven threshold to provide a cost per student for modernization. Karen mentioned earlier that it's just a benchmark. If we find cost change, if other elements happen, we can look at it again. But for right now, it gave us a starting point as a benchmark. And finally, I just stood up here and said, oh my gosh, you can't look at money. It's the time value of money. You can't look at revenue and expenditures. And here I'm asking you to look at cost. And I'm asking you to accept the theory that we use modernization obligation based on cost, because modernization is different than new facilities. It's not needed up front. It's generally dispersed over time as things break down. And the final bullet will let you know that when a CFE's tax levy ends after its 25 years, you may have revenue there as a modernization, rehabilitation fund to expend, even though you're not charging the homes anymore, but can be used for that purpose, those services. And please stop me if I start losing anything. All right. I have an example of modernization. Same thing, I've taken the students generated from an earlier slide. I've done the same math and multiplied it out. CFE number one, modernization obligation, is $84.4 million. That comes down to a cost per dwelling unit of $8,000, $8,301. You'd think it was math, you'd think every CFE would be the same, it's not. You know why? Because there's different types of dwelling units creating different number of seat obligation. So if I have one CFD that's all multifamily and one CFD that's all single family detached, the skew of the student generation rates will cause this modernization per dwelling unit to be slightly different. That's why I wanted to do another example. Obviously CFD number one, you saw, has a variety of dwelling units. And if we move on to the next example, it's CFD number two. And there, obligation for modernization is a little bit higher per dwelling unit. I'm going to move on. And the next slide just reminds us the obligation of the CFE is new construction, modernization determined by a benchmark of school costs, and the other items that you may include, I've listed. Just kind of a summary to remind us what the obligation is. Okay? Now we're going to talk about the funding of the obligation. How is it funded? How do you know if someone's done anything for new construction or for modernization? And the funding for new construction can include debt issuance repaid by the levy of special taxes, PAYGO, that Roxana defined, interest earnings, state funds, and general obligation bonds. I'm going to give an example here on the right of Eastlake High School. I show you the source of the funding and the total cost. New construction funding CFD debt. So that first line item, for this example of Eastlake High School,